Cancelled.
I don't remember doing this at all.
I can only hold myself accountable.
Cancelled.
I object!
Look how good my life is.
So what else? Cancel me.
Fanimosha is cancelled.
Hello and welcome back to the Cancelled Podcast.
Are we going?
Yes.
Is it live?
Yes.
All right. Round of applause, guys.
So today we have two of my favorite people. Not that if they were ever asked their favorite people, they would say me. But I love them more than anything. Zane and Heath. Hello, Zane and Heath.
Thanks for having us.
I know. We're here. It's very surprising.
I'm so excited. You guys were my dream guests. Every week I go, where's Zane and Heath? Please, can we have Zane and Heath?
We got a lot to live up
to. So this week, Matt King actually DM'd me, and I was just shocked in general to see Matt King DM me, because it's been some years since I got like a Matt King slide in. Here I am thinking he like wants anything from me or anything to do with me. Totally not.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, will you please come surprise Zane and Heath for their 100th episode? My first thought is just like, okay, so like Stassi's busy, like, you know, like anyone good.
I'm sure they hit up the whole list and nobody.
No, I was
except for you.
I was 25th on the list of people.
To your credit, you were the only one that fucking came through and showed up.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because other people like. She showed up. Like, I don't know. Like, for me, I'm like, oh my God, Zane, you want me on their podcast clout? Like, your other people, your friends are probably just like, I'm out of town or whatever. But yeah. I was so stoked. And just like the clout of that. It's your 100th episode.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a lot. What is this? Episode 11? And we're burnout.
No.
And it was really nice too, because we didn't really plan anything. So
no, we weren't expecting it at all. So like, you just like showed up and we're like, oh shit, hell yeah.
But I felt so bad at the same time, because it's like their 100th episode celebrating all their success. And like, here Tana comes in. To talk about
the
like
worst
sucking dick.
3, 4, like, just
terrible. That made me really feel fat.
That's what you say if somebody's fat.
That's a bad joke.
No, well, our
I thought that was just like somebody like coming in like unexpected.
Like the world's moving every time.
No, our friend group has a full bit. Like Amari, like whenever I'm like walking fat upstairs and you can like hear me, like that's what we say. Like,
I have a specific walk too. Everybody can hear me all the time when I'm in the house.
He's got heavy feet.
I know.
Right?
No, it's my body that is.
I don't think so.
But we are, so they're only, I mean, I guess you could say, I was going to say you're only doing this as a favor to me because I did your episode.
100%.
But also, like, you didn't even know I was going to do your episode. So it's like the fact that you guys showed up, that you pulled a me, you bailed, though. I was so excited that we were going to do it Friday and then they couldn't. But I was just so, I love when other people have to move appointments because I, you know, I do the
appointments.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, yes, they're here.
I looked at Heath like an hour before we left and I was like, hey, should we just pull a Tana not show up?
That morning, late. The whole, like, literally the entire morning, Zane was just like this. Ooh.
What was wrong with you?
And I was like, you okay?
I
and
he's sleep like, wrong
I
all
pulled
the time.
My neck too. The whole day. He was just like this.
Just like seeing.
Because
like,
it kept hitting a nerve and then my whole body would shake like that.
I have really bad scoliosis and back and neck problems. How old were you when that started happening to you?
Me?
Yeah.
It probably started like 2-3 years ago.
How old are you right
just
now?
Started hurting.
You probably have Lyme disease.
Damn.
Lyme disease? I heard that's really bad.
She just thinks she has it right now, so she's projecting.
No,
it
I know that
else.
I have it, and she is
really
gaslighting
so?
Me.
She's WebMDing. Guys, she's
I'm WebMDing, but I got bit by a tick in Hawaii,
it's
and I felt like shit ever
thing.
Since.
Oh, hold on, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's something you should really. Like,
I know. An at home Lyme test.
I had a horror story at the emergency room the other day. But I had made the biggest scene ever. But I had to order an at home like test because apparently it's not easy to get Lyme tested. No, because I know that I have it. And everyone's gaslighting me, making me feel crazy. But I literally, my whole body's like blistering. I don't know where I felt like.
We all just
scoot over
an
inch. Did you get bit by the tick?
Like 3 months ago, whenever her birthday was.
Yeah,
like,
this is also an imaginary
super lethargic?
Tick.
Yes. Yesterday, literally, I woke up in the morning and I never got out of bed the whole day. Slept all through the day, slept all through the night. I literally woke up to come to this podcast. I'm like,
oh, that's so scary. That's scary. One tiny little tick could take you out for life and you got Lyme disease.
I'm so convinced.
It's a fucking tick. It's
that
this
or I'm depressed.
Big.
I'm like, can't figure
it
out.
Is it a disease that lives in them or because they're like picking out like.
I don't know
shit.
What it is.
Not all ticks.
It.
I think it's some. I thought I had Lyme for a second too, so it is unfair of me to like gaslight you because I had the same scare.
Yeah,
so
but
I've
like,
heard the word gaslighting what 8 times already.
Yeah,
I know. I'm sorry. It's like my new word. I'm like abusing it.
I'm just gonna start throwing that word out there. Too.
I literally still don't think I know what it means. I've heard 5 different definitions.
That's because you're in a healthy relationship.
She loves. Yeah, honestly, I think that probably is it. She loves to use it, and she taught it to me. So could you define it?
Well,
for
it
us?
Went viral.
When you get your order wrong, you think that's gaslighting.
No, fully. I'm at like Wendy's. It's like the wrong order. I'm like, you are fucking gaslighting.
Flooring it at a green light. Gaslighting.
I It's ridiculous. Yeah, it's really just a form of like manipulation and like projecting onto someone else. You know, like when like a girl to a guy is like, let's say like cheated on her, you know, and she's like, you know, you cheated on me. And he's like, well, I cheated because you're there. Like gaslighting is just like a,
okay.
Yeah,
so, you know,
I you seem like you're crazy. That's
yeah, yeah. Making you feel crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I thought it was like, if we get into an argument and then I start raising my voice and getting like more and more aggressive and mad, so then you match my energy and you start yelling and then I dial it completely back and I'm like, okay, you don't need to yell, like calm down.
That is kind of
gaslighting. That's a form of it, I think.
Yeah, like it's more of a general statement. That would be kind of a form of gaslighting. I do that though, shit. I'll like be screaming.
You get people going and then you like dial it back and then you're like, okay, why are you
yelling?
Yeah, like I don't know why.
You need to calm down right now because like your energy is like way too much.
Yeah, Matt constantly tells me that I gaslight him, but like I really,
oh my God, I believe him though. Like,
He's one that thinks everything is gaslighting too.
Oh, like, my God. Problem,
you're gaslighting me.
No, I hear it 25 times a day.
Oh my, I'd be saying it about everyone. I can't even deal. I think my boyfriend's currently gaslighting me, so stay tuned for that.
What do people call this shit like before a year ago?
I think
manipulating. I don't know that there wasn't. I don't know. I learn words every day that I'm like, what would I have ever done without that one?
How did we live without
it? I mean, when Hunter used to gaslight me, I would just say, you're Ted Bundying me. And then I like learned.
I think that's a little different.
Yeah, that's
definitely. No, I'm like literally a psychopath. Like, figure it out. Definitely. So
I'm having the nervous hangy, so I'm going to take a shot. Is that fine?
Okay. I thought you were just going to say nervous shakes like to take a shot. Being on this podcast.
Both things. You got a hangover?
A little bit. Like, I didn't drink a lot. I think it's just like the...
No, I'm so I'm wildly hungover today. Zane and I were at the...
Oh, you got him a Zane size.
What the fuck? As in, like, he could drink the whole thing.
Personal bottle.
100%. Zane and I were at the same club last night, and then we missed each other. I don't even know.
You were never there. Oh, you were never there when I was there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We missed each other. But you text me at, like, 1 a.m., and you were like, let's go out so we can have something to talk about on the podcast. So I go, a podcast?
Oh, that's how you knew it was today?
I had no idea we were doing this today.
Should have read the group chat. Yeah. I was all excited.
But it's good that we didn't see each other because I actually really wanted to go home. I don't know why I said that.
Last night was absolutely whack too. I'm like very happy that we didn't like try to send it all night.
There's nothing to do in the city anymore.
I know.
It's so fucking boring.
Going out used to be so fun. And now I feel like even just like when I go out with like you and David and shit, it's like, so Saddle Ranch or should we fuck ourselves? Yeah. Like there's nothing else to do.
Yeah, I was telling Heath, like I think it's time to move. It's time to like go
I know it's bad when we have like friends and family come into town and they're like, what should we do? Let's go out tonight. Like, where do you go? And I'm like,
like you don't want to bring them to like Bootsy Bellows. You don't want to bring them anywhere we go. Like
it's not a fun place.
Yeah, and it's just lost its like sparkle. I feel like when everyone first gets here, even for the first like few years, you're like excited by everything. Right. You're like, this is like, fun. You want to try new things, but now it's like exhausting. You're like, oh God, I don't want to go.
Even these TikTokers that just moved here, I feel like they're already bored.
100%.
I think they hit every single place multiple times more than we ever have.
They also got given everything you could possibly imagine or want in this life.
That's
so quickly.
Yeah, so now they're like, well, shit.
That is the truest thing that I've ever heard because I feel like I had years of immense struggle in the beginning of my internet fame. You know, where I'm like outside of a club, like who do I have to show my tits to get into?
We saw those videos in the hotel rooms.
Oh yeah, you saw it.
Yeah, I saw it. We all saw you struggle.
You just had videos in hotel rooms and I thought of like 8 different things. I like don't even know which one I did wrong. But I mean like the TikTokers just moved here and like fucking they're killing it immediately. That's actually one of the things I wanted to talk to you guys about. I'm jumping ahead, but I mean like you guys, you know that I didn't know this about you until today. I don't mean this in a cunt way. I mean, but who cares? We're like mean to each other, so who cares? But I mean, I always thought that your fame like directly came from David, like as in just like you were his.
It definitely elevated it by a lot.
But I didn't know you did Vine. Like,
that's hurtful.
Yeah. I knew. You didn't know that?
Thank you.
I mean, I met them as like my blackout friends. Like, she's disappointed in me. She loves you guys. Sorry, that was bad.
I'm trying to. I don't even remember the first time I met you. Like, I can't, like, put an image in my head first time I met you.
I don't know the first time I met you.
Probably VidCon or something.
No, I don't know. I feel like it was, like, a weird, like, just somewhere. I really don't know.
I don't remember either.
I don't know. But, I mean, like, does you ever think about the difference in the way that you came up versus the people now? Is it interesting to you?
I mean, yeah, it's very interesting. I mean, obviously, we see TikTokers blowing up. They're like, it's happening so quick. And but, like, at the same time, we can't complain because TikTok is a completely different platform. The way people blow up on there is...
I'm honestly excited.
The generation's just so
different. Yeah, exactly.
I'm excited for them, but at the same time, like, I feel bad.
Yeah.
Like, being given all that at once, at such a young
age. Sensory overload. Yeah.
Like, I know how 100%. I felt like moving out here at like 21 and like doing decent, you know?
Yeah.
And like how that made me feel. Like,
we're living paycheck to paycheck for the first like year and a half, 2 years.
100%.
We still had like, it was still a lot of fun.
Yeah, like we did well. Like we, you know, obviously didn't have like crazy money or everything. And like we were, you know, being frugal. But like we still like felt kind of like, even slower. Like as little as we were, like we kind of felt like we were the shit. You know what I mean? Like it was like a good like feeling, you know?
Yeah.
Like we thought like we special, I guess, because we like came into this and it was like exciting.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I couldn't imagine.
And I think
like,
it's how we started too. It was like really organic. Yeah. It was like we just wanted to do it for fun. Yeah.
So I couldn't imagine having like it literally 50 times the following as we had back then.
Yeah.
And literally overnight. Infinite money and fame.
Yeah. I feel like that's
and
the problem.
And being like 16, 17, 18. Literally, I don't know what would happen.
And you thought like the paparazzi pictures being taken on, you didn't think that was really it because like, you know, anybody can get paparazzi pictures.
Can't relate.
But like just seeing, but seeing them all of a sudden in Vogue shit. And Louis Vuitton and they're all with these, that, like when you, like seeing that, I'm like, whoa, okay. They're being taken seriously.
I'm honestly more concerned that you just said Louis Vuitton.
What is
a
it?
B.
Louis Vuitton.
I get what you're saying completely.
Well, you know what I mean.
They're
rich brands, high-end brands.
And just like shit that we would work for like, I guess, years to like just, it all happen.
Well, let's be honest, we'll never get that.
I'm acting I could work for 10 years and ever be in Louis Vuitton.
No
they're like,
way.
They're like going to pay me to not wear their shit. You know what I mean? Like 100%. Like, yeah.
Well, he thought I'd be part of the Husky Husky collection.
What is that?
That's the size pants I wore as I was a kid.
No, we just wouldn't be able to fit in anything that any of those brands.
I'm thinking
14 Husky. That was
me. Do you guys remember, that just made me think because you were saying like, you know, like you felt like the shit. Do you remember the first moment where you felt like, oh, I'm fucking famous? Or like a defining moment? That's my favorite question to ask people.
I still haven't had like something like where I'm like, I'm fucking famous.
I don't think like that.
There's been
but you know, something crazy like this doesn't happen to regular people. Like this or this, not the regular, that sounds so wrong. But you know what I mean? Like this is an anomaly. This is abnormal. Oh, right. This is really something.
I think probably when we were in Florida and like people would recognize us in the mall, like that to me was like, holy shit. Like people like you see numbers on a screen, right?
Yeah,
and
but
you're
it doesn't
like
matter.
50,000 followers. You're like, okay. And then when one of those people is like, oh my God, you're so-and-so. You're like, oh wow, these people are real. Like they actually.
Yeah. Here's a fun one. This one just popped in my head. Another moment that Heath and I really like sat there and we're like, holy shit, this is insane. Is when we got that opportunity to do vines with that, like the, Chris Mintz Boss from Superbad.
Oh yeah,
we did like a whole vine. It was like four vines, and it was like it was horror theme because we were in October, and they had this like campaign where
that was pretty surreal.
Yeah, we got to like act out like a horror vine scenes with the guy from Superbad, and that was really cool. We got to go to his house. That was the first time we found out that not all celebrities live in big gated mansions. People live in like normal neighborhoods and normal houses.
Yeah,
that was
so true.
That was really fun.
And he was so sweet to us.
That's always the crazy shit to me is it's not even really like the actual like you said, like the paparazzi moments. It's like when you meet someone you grew up watching or like someone nuts. I remember, do you know the Bling Ring? Do you know what that's about?
Yeah.
Like
they would come in and steal the clothes or something.
That's a good movie.
But I grew up like I was such a Paris Hilton, like Lindsay Lohan, like type of stan. So like when Paris Hilton got robbed, I was obsessed with it, you know, like who did this, why? And when
would you have done that?
You
would have been part of the posse? Like,
I mean, I did bad shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like I think that if my friends were like, listen, like we could rob these celebrities. Like I
would do it.
You know, now I wouldn't. I know it's wrong now.
That'd be such a crazy story if you like robbed from Paris like years ago and then you then.
And now she's like, here, my friend.
I know, I'm just in her house like having dinner. I'm like, I robbed you once.
Does this look familiar?
She's like, how'd you know where the bathroom was?
No, yeah. Fully. So when I met the Bling Ring bitch, I was like freaking out. She has a podcast now. She got out of jail and she's like sober.
Oh, wait, what's her name?
Yeah, she was like Alexis Nyers.
She's like, she was addicted to drugs.
And now she's what, an icon or something? And
I mean, she just like, she really like turned over a new leaf. Like she was like addicted to heroin, wasn't it?
Yeah, heroin
shit.
Crazy.
And she
shit.
Was like, she was just really like.
But then she started like what are they called? I can't even think. Rehabs. I can't even think of the fucking name. That's how it gets.
Rehabilitation
centers and shit. And like married a rich guy. And like they were like super like wholesome and shit. And I like met her and I was like, I loved you when you were a robber. So it's awesome to see you come this far.
I hope Paris isn't listening. Fuck.
No, I know it's wrong. I didn't love that she robbed Paris. I love Paris. Like I
get what you're saying.
Oh, dude, you look great on that monitor. Wow.
Oh my God. Zane, I think that's the first compliment you've ever given.
But I wish you didn't give it to her because she wasn't even looking yet.
You've seen on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Couch couple.
Yes, couch guy.
If you guys don't know, Brooke, I think you'd be the best explaining this if you want to take it away.
Basically, what had happened was this girl posts a TikTok, very innocent TikTok, great sound, just like supposed to be a wholesome vibe. She's walking into an apartment. It's her long distance boyfriend that she's surprising in another state. She walks in. He's on the couch. Three girls next to him. Phone. Who knows where the fucking phone was, okay?
He doesn't stand up.
They
he's
had
not
each
excited.
Other's phones. They had, it looked like they had each other's phones.
No. Like, she was surprising him. Like, let's say your boyfriend's in college, and you're, like, going to go surprise him.
Yeah.
And it's, like, the sentimental sound, like, just like that. Like, it's, like, all lovey.
Yeah, exactly.
And so she's, like, trying to make this sentimental video of her pulling up and surprising him. And then he doesn't get off the couch. He's not excited. He's with three bitches.
He's
laughing to themselves. Like, and so it's gone so viral. The most viral I've really seen. I'm holding two Trulies.
I checked today.
And what made it so weird is that everybody was just so quiet.
That's the thing. The girl next to her was literally, she literally is just.
Wait, has anybody asked them to post that with the original sound?
No.
That would probably answer a lot of questions.
No, but they're fighting for their lives. That girl is literally.
They're fighting for their lives.
I feel bad they're getting torn apart. Like, if he was or wasn't, like, still.
You know, that's so going to stink up the relationship.
Talk to me, though. Mariah's in another country.
Right.
And she's been there for, I'm trying to relate this to your life, okay? And she's been there for months, right?
Mm-hmm.
You guys can't see each other. You're working, whatever. And she thinks you can't come see her. But you're like, I'm going to surprise my girl. Let's do it for a vlog. I'm so excited. I'm going to surprise her.
Yeah.
And so you get where she is. You fly in. It's like a long flight. You know, you have your suitcase.
Right.
And you pull up with your suitcase.
I'm excited. And thinking I'm going to get the best reaction.
Right.
And she does this.
And she's on a couch with three guys. And they're laughing.
She tosses her phone behind her.
Yeah. They hand her her phone.
And the first thing she does is go and grab the phone from back
from
here.
From one of the guys.
Hold it.
No, the guy.
Yeah.
She grabs her phone from another guy.
It'd be fucking done.
Yeah, like, you'd be sick, right?
If you're not up in 2 seconds, jumping, screaming, and like,
dude, and that's
freaking
the
out
thing.
To see me.
I'm not covering the guy. Or I'm not protecting the guy. But like, there are videos where when they get surprised, they're in shock, so they just sit there for 5 seconds.
But she's sucks. She's like,
But I think the way he handed the girl the phone back, it was just so sneakily where he could have just been like that. And then get up, but he like went like that.
Right.
He also had short hair and he had a hair tie on his wrist.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Oh, I didn't see
I've
that
seen
one.
Like multiple like breaking it down, like slow-mo zooming in, showing like different things.
It's so crazy. And I do feel bad for them. But honestly, my immediate reaction, I started to question myself because my immediate reaction was kind of what you're saying. I was like, oh, well, you know what? Like there could be a lot of things. And then I was like, oh, wait. I am equally delusional. I would 100% like be on
but
the guy's side because every guy ever has,
But it goes viral and 30 million people are telling you how whack it is. You're going to fight for your life or you're going to be like,
listen.
It was a bad setup. I mean.
I know. I get what you're saying.
It was really bad.
Yeah. I get what you're saying.
Because I don't know how I would react. I feel like pressured in situations like that where I'm like, oh, like I'm supposed to react a certain way. I like get embarrassed. And I'm like,
And if I really love someone, I might fight for my life too. I used to do that shit with Jake Paul all the time. I'm like, he's not cheating. He's just having fun with his dick in her mouth.
That's thing. I'm the queen of defending somebody who doesn't deserve it. So I'm like, I feel for you. What's her name? Lauren, we're looking out for you. I love you.
I do have an update on the story because they just posted it yesterday. The two girls that were next to him on that couch made a TikTok.
Oh,
and yeah, I saw that.
I saw it like quickly. They posted it. It only had like 1,000 likes. So I'm like, oh, I'm getting this shit. Right,
oh my God.
The first people to see this. And they were saying how, guys, I know this has been a crazy few days. Trust me, we on our end, we're laughing too. We just can't believe how out of context that the whole video got. And but no, look, we both knew that she was coming. We didn't want to like stand up and freak out because we wanted to give him the moment or give her the moment.
They
were in on the surprise too, apparently.
I guess, but it's
see, things
like,
do happen like that on the internet, though. It's like where someone will say one thing and everyone runs with it. Like they like.
I don't know. I told my boyfriend straight up, if I showed up somewhere to surprise you and you're on the couch with three bitches and you don't even stand up excited, I'm literally going to fuck your dad and your dad's best friend and your brother and everyone you know. Like, I would just be so fucking
That's
angry.
A little excessive.
I think
I'm like me, my friend, Tana Mojo.
the audio will help a lot. Because you'll hear people's voices. If she comes in and she's not supposed to be in there, you will hear people's reactions in a very negative way.
We're giving you a tip, girl. Yeah. If you're going to keep finding real life, maybe
post the original audio. Trust me, all answers will be, or all questions will be answered.
But the HUD didn't even look that good.
That's what I'm saying. And it's also like, dude, she's trying to claim that all the girls on the couch were her friends. And but even if my friends were in on it, Brooke, I would expect you to like if I haven't seen you in months, like, you'd be like, you'd get up, you'd be excited. You wouldn't be like, oh shit, on your phone, like laughing awkward. Like,
yeah. I agree. It was the side, the girl's like,
today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
I'm not going to
lie. It was the little subtle scoot over, too.
They all did that. All three of them. They were like, all right.
I'm not going to lie. It looked like that was his little sister when she walked in with that backpack. And they didn't even look like a couple to me.
Yeah.
Like, because at first when this went viral, I thought it was staged. I thought it was like a stage thing that they were trying to make go viral and make it look like this fake thing.
Damn, but that's smart. I'm noting that one.
Yeah.
It is fun surprise. Though to see all the like reaction or like the like recreations, like everybody's so own take on it.
I want to do that
funniest
with y'all.
Videos. It's hysterical.
Someone even did it on Club Penguin. Yeah. They did on Club Penguin, like they did a aerial.
Stop. I'm real. So obsessed with really Club Penguin good. Again. They like rebrought it back. I've been like playing it. It's literally so fun. This is not sponsored.
Yeah, why do you play that game?
It's so
it's not even
fun.
Real Club Penguin either. It's like the like Club Penguin's like
that was for like young kids to like chat.
It's because I'm five.
I would get
brain.
Banned every time I tried to get on Club Penguin. So
is it because you, like, do you type like you try to name your penguins like PEN1S and then it'll like block that?
Oh yeah. But there's something like games in it. It's so fun. I'm literally obsessed.
Is it actually fun? Or are you just on it because it's like
it's nostalgic? So it's fun. Cool. But no. But the game. Like, but also I have a pea brain, so like maybe I'm having way too much.
It's
fun.
The only thing you can understand.
She's so stimulated. She's like, oh my god, I just bought a new house.
I'm like my new igloo.
Brain is
I'm so excited.
It's like the most I've seen her focus on anything in years. Can I tell you something about Tana?
So
right now she's settled on gluten intolerant. She's literally I've seen her literally neck like chips and guac, pizza, burgers, everything.
No, fully.
Never had a gluten intolerant. And then one day she'll eat like a chip and she'll be like, oh my God, look at my, like, I can't believe this has happened
look
to me.
Look at this chip this day.
You know, so many brands have been using gluten, they put gluten free on their shit. It's literally lies. Oh, it's, there's never gluten in their
shit. Oh,
like,
I'm fucked.
Have you seen vodka? They put gluten free vodka. There's no gluten
there's no gluten
in vodka.
I actually just had a drink like that last night at Bryce's. They all said gluten free. And I was like, look, see, I'm being gluten free.
Well, yeah,
like
they're, a fucking they're putting it on stuff that like it doesn't even make sense.
Like rice, like gluten-free rice, and it's like rice would never had gluten.
Like water.
Oh, hold on, wait.
It's like yeah,
rice is
a grain. It doesn't contain wheat.
What's gluten?
Wheat.
Yeah. Like bread. Wheat. I don't even know. I'm definitely for a fact gluten intolerant, but like I can normally eat it and
what?
Be chill.
I'm sitting here explaining what's in gluten, what's not gluten, but like I don't even know. I'm a fucking idiot.
No, gluten is
you're
wheat.
A fraud, kid.
I'm a scam
artist.
You're a
fraud. Artist. Do you do that too, like Mariah does the New York? Like you just, you know how you New York that, accent.
It rubs off on me every once in a while.
I wish Mariah came.
I'm the biggest Mariah stan of all time. I'm obsessed with her. She's I love her. I used to dance with her.
I bet I'm a bigger stan.
That's okay. I'm the second biggest Mariah Stan of all time.
God, don't be cute for 30 seconds. We get it.
She's the fucking best.
She really, really.
If you don't marry that girl, of course you will.
Gone through his book.
Are you? Brooke just said, if you don't marry that girl, we talked about this on your podcast the other day. I was like, are you coming in her? Is she ever gonna get pregnant? I just went.
Why would she say that?
The question she asked. How you guys been?
Oh, I was fucked up.
Did you nut inside?
At this point, I was fucked up on my medication, so I was sitting there. I don't even know if I heard that right or not. I was sitting there like, oh no. God, I need it.
I'm making shit up in my head right now.
I've been trying this medication called hydroxyxine.
For what?
Something like that, for anxiety.
Really?
All it did was cause more anxiety.
Well, let me know what works, baby.
He's drinking on it, so.
Well, I mistakenly drank. I took it and forgot I took it and drank like 3 happy
did
hours.
Did you take it today?
No.
That happy hour. No, I'm not taking it anymore. He got it in there. Do you plan on ever proposing to Mariah? Like, are you guys going to get married? Yeah. Oh. When?
I don't know.
He can't tell us
That's
when.
That's part of the surprise.
I want to know so bad. Oh,
she's going to be the best. Oh. Literally, you guys are like my favorite couple ever.
I'm at their fucking house the other day. I go in the bathroom and I swear to God, there's like poopery, mints, like facial wipes, but I'm talking like 8 books, like stacked to read, like their whole house is just so perfect. And of course me, I'm just under the impression that no one can do anything themselves.
Well, there's
I'm
a chalupa on her fucking pillowcase. I'm like, oh my God,
I'm disgusting fully.
Well, yeah, we're very domesticated.
No, and I walk in and Mariah's like, yeah, I do it all. I'm just like, God damn, imagine having that.
She has more energy, I think, than I've ever seen in a human being in my entire life. That is what really gets me. I'm like, she wakes up, she like,
you know,
has
why she has energy
day.
Because pasta and bread gives her energy. That's actually that's her healthy food.
It's all she eats.
Like, you see how much she looked at the abs that she has because of pasta and bread.
It doesn't make sense.
And she's like the best dancer ever. It's like, so she like, that's such a workout. Like, she kills that.
And she's
losing weight and I'm gaining weight eating the same thing with her.
And she loves
the only thing that's really not working out for us right now. I'll be like, what do you want to eat? She's like, pasta pizza.
Yeah, oh my God, I want that so bad right now. That's why I'm so starving. I can't even deal.
We have a friend like that. Like, she can eat anything that she wants, and I'll just go with her and I eat. And I'm like that friend who's like, okay, well, if my friend's eating it, I can eat it too.
Ridiculous.
Maybe it doesn't work that way.
It really fucking
me and Matt are like that. Matt, like, will order McDonald's at like 11 in the morning.
He stays ordering like fast food hamburgers.
That's all he every day.
You know what? I would think that he was like not above that, but I feel like he's so smart that I would feel like he would like, oh my God, that stuff is frying your brain.
Matt's a little, like a little elitist vibe. Like, I would expect him to be like, I eat kale for my brain.
Like, yeah, I would like, you guys are eating McDonald's. That's what
that's poison.
Yeah,
but like he knows that that food doesn't affect him. So he's just like, oh, I'm just going to eat this all the time because it doesn't make me.
No, that's honestly.
So would I. If I knew I could have a Big Mac and not look like, well,
yeah, me too.
What's like, if there was one thing that you could pick that like that's unhealthy, but it would be healthy.
Right.
That you could like eat and it wouldn't like affect you at all.
Just bread. Taco Bell.
Alcohol.
No,
alcohol.
No. Like a
well,
like
because
a
that's like the only
thing. Bread.
Like a Whopper or like a Chalupe Crunch or whatever.
Hot Cheetos.
Pad Thai. Because Pad Thai is like peanut butter or something. And it's my favorite food.
It tastes like peanut
butter. She's like, it has peanuts in it.
No, it has peanut butter.
The peanut sauce.
Pad Thai, and it like it. Every like dish of Pad Thai is like 3,000 calories, and I eat it like every day.
Oh, pizza! Because I swear I want to order pizza every other night.
But like, do you think pizza's? I mean, it's bad for you, but it's not like so calorie dense that it's like.
It. I thought it is.
I mean, a slice of pizza is like.
Well,
calories.
I eat a whole box.
It's not.
Okay.
I don't eat like a couple slices. Ordered Domino's and pizza because I was so bored and wanted to see which pizza was better. Like,
Domino's. Are you kidding? That's not a question.
No, but I ate both boxes, and
it wasn't just one slice of each and be like, I know the winner.
You were like, you were really doing research. Yeah. She was like, check this one out.
It was like a really depressing.
The answer is Domino's. I could have told you before you ordered.
Domino's completely.
If I was on death row,
I like Papa John's.
Wait, that's a really great question. That's my favorite question.
Papa John's isn't even here anymore.
Yeah, there is.
Who's Papa John?
There's no way.
Domino's is so much better than Papa John's.
You think so?
Absolutely. Yeah.
To me, Domino's is a little too greasy. Like when you eat the crust, you feel like kind of.
Oh, but I love that shit. Ooh.
I've never. This is my like big flex in life. I think I grew
big
up.
Flicks.
I'm not kidding. I grew up. My mom let me eat what my like grandparents do. Let me eat anything I wanted. So I don't. ever feel sick from food. So me I'll never eat at Taco Bell and I'll be like, ugh, like that made me feel bad. Like, no.
No, like 100. Nope. The other day, I literally had CPK, KFC, Five Guys, and then something living. Else in like one day. No, but I'm also disgusting.
But then she posted a whole story about how her life is ending.
No, yeah, like, but I am allergic to gluten, but normally I eat it and then I just wake up with stomach pain. But then once a month I get super pregnant, excruciating pain, like insane. And I just have to stop doing this to myself. Our next sponsor for today's canceled podcast is Pill Club. And it's not what it sounds like, folks. It's not a typical day at a rapper studio session. Pill Club is here to make healthcare for women much less complicated. Pill Club includes discreet delivery, self-care goodies, and lots of different brands that they offer. The promotion Pill Club is offering today is a $10 donation to bedsider.org when you become a patient, helping low-income individuals get access to birth control like medication and transportation costs. Life is stressful enough. Access to healthcare should not be. Luckily, getting birth control is one less thing you have to worry about. With the Pill Club, you'll never have to make a trip to the doctor or wait in line at the pharmacy ever again. They provide access to care from the comfort of your home and delivery to your door in discreet packaging. Do you need to renew your birth control prescription?
Of course I do.
Want to switch your birth control? Maybe try it for the first time? I need to. Whether you know the brand you want or you want help finding the best option, the Pill Club medical team has your back. The Pill Club is a birth control subscription prescribed by a medical professional and delivered straight to your door for free. The Pill Club carries over 120 FDA approved with that. Most brands of birth control are free with insurance or Medicaid. Otherwise, prices start as low as $7 per month without insurance.
Wow, even I can afford that one.
Let's go. Right now, when you go to thepillclub.com/canceled, the Pill Club is offering a $10 donation, like we said, to bedsider.org. That's thepillclub.com/canceled to get your first birth control package and donate to help more women in need of affordable birth control. Remember, thepillclub.com/canceled. You must use the link to make a donation. Go help people and yourself. Thank you, Pill Club. Whenever you bring in people from your hometowns and shit, or like your friends, are they ever like, what the fuck is going on? Like, or like, you know,
they love our group out here.
Yeah.
Like all of my best friends that I have back home that have come out to visit, they're like, wow, like everybody's genuinely been so sweet and welcoming.
Yeah.
And like, that makes me feel good that, you know, you have two separate like groups of friends
and they and, can
like,
mesh.
Seeing them get along.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys have a really special group though, where it's like everybody in your group is very like humble and like very regular. Like I feel like none of you, like you all have like obviously money and followers and stuff, but it's like none of you have like,
you don't look down on people. Like you're not like that at all. That's, I think it's
because we're too busy looking down on ourselves.
Honestly.
Right. Right.
I feel that.
One thing is like our friend group, like we didn't force a friendship to make content.
Yeah.
We were constantly hanging out beforehand.
Yeah. I saw that.
And like, we had a group.
Yeah.
And then David ended up just like filming us
like,
while we were hanging
funny,
out.
Like, this is funny, let's film this.
So 100%.
Like, it was a very genuine friendship from the start.
Because even in the beginning, it was we were so weirded out that he even had a camera in front of our face. Because we'd hang out all these times without filming anything. All of a sudden, he was like, I bought this camera, we're going to vlog. And we're like, vlogging? We didn't even know what vlogging fucking was.
He's like out here surgically implanting it into his hand, though. Like, so it's never a way.
No, we set a time. We do a Vine, which takes like fucking 30 minutes to do. And then you upload it and that's it. We don't film anymore.
Yeah.
But David brought in the, oh no, we're like pretty much filming.
I think people often forget too, because it's funny, because people obviously always ask me like, what, you know, what are you guys like in real life? What's a vlog squad like in real life? Like, what's your intel on it? And I always say they're like some of my favorite people. They're so humble. They're so nice. Like we, you know, obviously we joke and shit, but I'm saying like, you know, we all have the same sense of humor. We can kick it for hours and it's dope, because I think they're good people genuinely. And people are like, what? Like David's not flexing his cars 24/7. Like they're not like all just making fun of each other and being evil. And I'm like, you don't realize like, us all sitting around and being like, oh my God, I love your hair today. Like, oh my God, let's take a shot. Like, that's not going to make for a great vlog. Like, but beside of the vlog.
But like, also that doesn't even make for a good friendship. Like you want people that are going to call you out when you're doing something stupid. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like being honest, like being brutally honest.
But I think that's like me originally, like I was a fan, like a full fan. And I literally like, I loved it because you guys were so relatable and like I felt like it was my friend group. You know what I mean? And I feel like that's like your guys' appeal to everybody else. It's like everybody feels like that's like what their true friend group is like. And they're like, oh my God, I could fit right into this one.
Yeah.
And that's the appeal with all of you guys. And it always, like, I feel like it's always going to be
and
that way.
There's another thing that like, if somebody is like in your friend group or something, like saying something, like cracking jokes, and like you truly don't like it, like say something.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
No, because 100%.
If they're your friend, they'll stop. And if they don't, then fuck them.
No, and that's like, that's again, back, not to keep referencing the Jonah thing. I just think it's a good, like if he was ever like, guys, don't laugh at this, don't make this joke,
yeah, like
it
hurts, it's not
me.
Funny anymore, then you know, and it's right. Not funny,
you guys yeah. Wouldn't do, like he genuinely is like, you know what I mean, like that yeah. It's just funny that people don't know that like everyone enjoys that, like
yeah it. And if anybody ever feels uncomfortable, like I feel like we always yeah. Get their back, or we always take their back, like absolutely. If someone's like obviously like they're flustered or like
you have to, or you
something's uncomfortable
suck.
Yeah, of course,
yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
do you, it's interesting to me because obviously we know David took a little break from vlogging, now he's back,
yeah.
Do you feel like there's any difference in vlogging then versus now?
Oh, 100%.
What's the difference?
Well, because the pandemic was, honestly, yeah. It was, took the worst toll. Like, for, we all, like, gained an extra, or we all, like,
gained another, an extra, like, 10 pounds.
Oh, that's what I thought you were going to say.
But it put, like, another, like, 5-6 years on our life. Like, we have no energy anymore. We don't want to, like, go out and do crazy shit anymore. We don't want to.
Yeah, no, yeah. You went sober. Did you do it during the pandemic or when?
Yeah, I had a pretty long sober spree, and then I got, what do they call it? Get back on the wagon. Fell off the wagon.
I think something about a wagon.
Off the wagon.
Something about a wagon.
Go back and forth. I think you usually you take off when you're like, you feel like you, alcohol is kind of like a reward for yourself. When you're doing really well, you're like, you know what? I deserve yeah. This weekend.
I know a lot of people
just
like
really
that.
Let myself go.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like if I'm very like self-aware when it comes to stuff like that, and I'll be like, okay, I need to chill for a while. Like yeah.
But that's good restraint.
This is getting to be too much. So then I'll go like a month sober, and then I'll just be like, okay.
What was that was your original reasoning? You were just like, this is too much. I want to go sober.
Well, health too. Like I notice, well, one, drinking is not the best for your body. But when I'm drunk,
I look 30.
I have like an addictive personality. So if I start something, I don't fucking stop.
Yeah.
So like if I'm drinking, like I'm blacking out.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I know that about me.
I remember the first time
but then
I really
I'll order
realized.
Pizzas and I'll just eat like shit because I'm like, fuck it, I don't care.
Yeah, but I mean, but you're at least you're up. Choosing a vice and stopping it. I can't stop any. That's just. Like
I think
I
it's
am.
Important to be self-aware. Like I feel like what you're saying is like you yeah. Notice and then you fix it. Like that's
yeah, see,
like
I just
that's
noticed.
Important because like I like my roommate, same thing. She was like, you know what? Honestly, like I've been drinking too much. I like I like cannot control myself. Yeah. What I do, I have to stop. I'm like honestly, great. Like a great to acknowledge yeah. It and stop because I can't like.
And a lot and of like, people do I can't. Notice things and end it too? Or
I just
or
notice
no?
Them and keep going if it makes you feel better.
Yeah, you cut stuff off.
Just whatever helps you sleep.
But it's like for a lot of times it's not necessarily like a problem. Like maybe mm-hmm. You drink too much and like you get out of hand, but it's not like gonna affect your life in like a really negative way. But just yeah. Being able to acknowledge it at right. That point, be like, okay, maybe I'll go a month without drinking and accomplishing that, then yeah. It makes you feel good.
I noticed like drinking to me, like it and... Oh man.
I'm like
it is
pouring one out
for literally anything offensive to the alcohol community.
No, I think
please offend us.
That offends that offense.
Zane and I are spearheading the alcohol community.
I think alcohol is the worst thing in the world, honestly. But I love it.
Brooke and I are chugging our Trulies as you're saying.
No, but I love it. That's the yeah. Problem.
No, it is. Heath, it is the worst.
It is. Every
thing in
the most fucking
Truly.
Yeah.
the dumbest things I've ever done in my life and the biggest mistakes I've made have been because I was
really?
Wasted.
Oh, then that's a very, I mean, I make bad decisions in general. So, I mean, like but I'm saying if you know something is the common right. Denominator to the, obviously.
So it's like, wow, I have fun.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
So it's like,
that's my whole life.
Way into it's deciding
just finding
which one's
like,
better.
A responsible balance.
Am I gonna go sober after this guy?
No.
But I mean, that's it was an amazing realization.
This is AA. We're no. Like.
Fully. I mean, but why can I see you like speaking at an AA? I actually had a sober boyfriend for a while and went to a couple AAs and it's so like just with him. And it was like the most life changing experience. It's crazy. Like people mm-hmm. Bring in their parents and shit and like have their parents talk yeah. About how it affected their lives and shit. Like it like makes you want to bawl. It's nuts. One of my first recollections of you guys was of me thinking to myself, these could be more than just my internet friends. We were at the VMAs. I was telling you about this before. I was wearing curtains on my arms this year. It was such a tragic.
Oh, it was the curtain sleeves year.
So fucking uh-oh. Tragic. My stylist put curtains down my arms. I just hooked up
yeah,
with Matt King for the
I'm
first time.
I'm not
gonna
lie.
Too.
I saw that shit. I was like, what the fuck is she?
Oh yeah.
Thinking?
But that's when I realized you could wear. That's when I realized you could wear dumb shit for attention.
Right.
Like, and that changed my whole life. I dressed as a dollar bill. I took a steak to the VMAs. Like you know me. If like I can just put some weird
she's
shit
brilliant.
On and get
yeah. No, but like people talk about it though, and I think that's the whole point of that's, these like red carpet events.
I just remember having curtains on my arms, and us three went to some after party, and we were just raging. I won't even say what we did. You had on a cowboy hat. I like remember this moment.
That was a rage night then.
Yeah, like no, we went insane. And we were
was
just
this in
out.
New York? Was this in?
It was in New York. We went to some after party on a rooftop, and I just remember thinking, wow, like they rage like me. Like we could be friends in real life. And that was kind of the beginning of like us deciding that we could go out together as friends. Yeah. Mm. But I'm saying years went by where I was like, you know, like they're fun. They're lit. Like they're the homies. Like we could get drunk. So when you first said you were going sober, I was like, there's what? Heath, like, come on. Like, no, you're fucking not.
Like 20 cigarettes in one mouth, Heath. There's like,
there's no way. But then yeah. David took us all recently. Like David took us all to Doheny Room. Were you there that night? I think it was Todd, but me and Todd were just like fucking ordering beers and shots, chasing the shots of beers, blacking, like truly, like we always have. And you were just sitting there next to David, just like, I'm fucking going home. I'm not drinking. Like you went home, and I remember thinking, he changed. And
now I lost him.
I only am sane, and I'm just sad. But I was so proud of you because I was like, he's sane. Like just a typical like vlog squad blackout night for you to actually sit there dead sober.
It is
like,
so hard to be at a nightclub sober.
Oh, yeah. I'm just surprised.
I was trying. Like, I was literally trying my best. I was just kind of like, I was feeling the vibes.
It's hard in general to
so, like, what are you going to do?
What is the point?
But to be around drunk people when you're not, and it's like it as much as everyone wants to say, like, oh, no, I'll still be fun and stuff, but it's like, it's infuriating,
no,
honestly.
It's truly infuriating.
Like, to see someone just, like, so ignorant and just, like, fucked up, and you're like, okay,
that is so much of why I drink at these events, because it's like, if you step on my toes when I'm drunk, I'm way more chill. If I'm sober and you're a bitch falling all over me, you stepped on my toes, I want you to die. I'm like, that's not okay.
Yeah.
Like I can't be around drunk people sober. I like cannot do
it. It's so bad.
Yeah.
And then you like see that and you're like, man, that's what I'm like. That's horrible.
Yeah. And then you're just embarrassed. Do you feel like you've had any like, well, I guess you guys have like, what?
It's a good question. I just got excited. Go ahead.
How do you know?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's not a good question. Now that's a lot of pressure because it wasn't that good of a
just
question.
Talk.
No, I was going to ask. I honestly feel like I already know the answer because I feel like you guys are already pretty secure in your friend group. But like a lot of other people who stop drinking, like feel like they have a real like shift in who wants to be around them. Because like a lot of people, like a lot of your friends are your drunk friends.
That's
a good
question. That's not what I thought she was going to say, but it
wasn't. Wait, I knew it wasn't.
It was still a good question.
Like, do people treat you differently now that you're sober? It's kind of what she's saying.
I don't think so.
Not really.
So accepting.
I feel
because most of the time we're sober around each other. So
see, my problem is I would never get away with being in my friend group sober. I would never, and that's why I asked.
Yeah, peer pressure.
That's why I asked that, and I hate to say it, and I don't want to incriminate you at all. But if I were to go out one night and be like, "Sorry, I'm not drinking," she'd beat my ass.
I'm not gonna lie. I try not to be. I'm just a pusher. Like and when all of our friend group is lit, like, and I know Brooke will be miserable.
How old are you
guys?
I'm
23.
24, 5, 24. How old am I?
I forget my age all the time.
I'm 24.
24? Yeah. So you're still kind of young.
Yeah.
So,
But here's what I feel. I went to college and I feel like that aged me like 9 years at least, or 10, 15.
Oh, you see, Heath and I, we missed college. We didn't do college.
We didn't have the experience.
So our college was moving out.
Yeah,
here
you guys got the college experience for sure.
I'm starting to feel like that. Like all I had my college years.
Exactly.
Yeah. All is blacking out.
Just blacking out with your friends and having fun. That's like literally the whole thing. You guys got that for sure.
What I thought Brooke was going to ask when I preemptively said that was a good question, my bad. It was a great question. No, I mean, no, but she gets that so bad though.
I thought that's what she was going
to
say.
No, I get the hangover. That's
it.
No anxiety.
Don't you watch out when I scratch my balls, please. Okay.
No, scratch your balls. Here at the Cancel Podcast, we are welcome.
Yeah, I scratch my balls all the time.
It's fire. No, I was going to, one question that I wanted to know, and a lot of people asked on Twitter, was more to Zane, but it's to the both of you because you definitely had this era.
I'll let him go first.
But I mean, like, you, in a way, in your friend group, you're known for being the drunk friend.
Yeah.
That's, you and I once actually said that is something we have in common. Like, mm-hmm. that, like, I definitely, and even in David's vlogs, like, I'm definitely, like, one of the drunk ones. Like, yeah. I get it. Like, and in my friend group, same thing. So a lot of the things that you've done in his vlogs and in general, even just when we go out without a camera, you're fucking blacked out. Do you have any moments you regret or things where you look back and you're like, holy fuck, like that, not that was embarrassing, but like that was intense. Like, you know,
what, like in David's vlog when I was drunk
or just in general? Yeah. Just drunk blackout moments where you're like, holy fuck. Like,
most of the time I don't really, I feel like I don't do anything that crazy where I wake up the next morning, I'm just like, I have to stop drinking.
That's shocking.
I'm definitely more confident when I'm drinking. Like, my confidence is like 100% to the fucking roof.
Yeah.
Where I end up hurting myself really bad. So like, I dislocated my elbow because I'm jumping on my friend and where he threw me over.
You
but
love
it's like,
to like think that you, no offense, you like,
I'm a spider monkey.
I feel like you're in great size, but I mean, like, you will come up to me and just like attack me full fledged. And I'm like, you're going to break
like,
me.
I'm not 8 years old anymore. Yeah. I think that people can carry me. I could climb on people.
You've like jumped into my arms before, and I'm like, what? I'm gonna break my spine.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm a good like 190.
But when my favorite drunk moment of yours is this was you. Maybe I'm wrong. I'll cut it out if I was wrong. But it's when you took the lamps in David's house and thought they were like those balls.
Oh, that yeah. Heath did it. He purposely broke it. He was holding it and then it like fell.
So the first time it happened, we were just like hanging out and I grabbed the globe and I was just like holding it and it literally just.
The piece like. Detached from the top.
And then it just swung without me letting it go.
Oh, really?
And then the rest of it shattered. And I was like, literally, I did not just do that. It literally cracked in my hand and then swung without me doing it.
And then
it.
My drunk ass, monkey see, monkey do. I was like, ha ha! And I went to the other side thinking that was a good idea. But like in my head, I knew people got so pissed at me and Heath.
Well, the second time. So that one.
What do you mean the second time? There was only two.
There was two.
I know, but both of us did it. That's twice.
We did it the same time. And then he replaced that light and he didn't like it. So then there was another party he had like a couple months later.
Oh, and we did it again.
And he was like, if you guys want to break the light again, I'm going to be replacing it.
Because he thought that whole bit was funny.
And then people were like, you don't respect David's stuff. And it's like, this is the vlog. Like,
no, little do they know he's telling you off camera. He literally said,
he's not telling us to break certain things. We know that he doesn't care. Because all he cares about is getting something good for the video. If his house is on fire and everything in there is just disintegrated, but he gets a good bit out of it.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to buy a new house.
Do you guys feel defensive when things like that happen where you want to like explain yourself or do you just like accept? You're like, I know what happens.
We vent to each other for like 5 seconds and we're just like, what are we going to do? We're going to tell all these people.
You guys are noble for that. I feel defensive over every little thing.
I couldn't agree more. Dude, there's even been situations this past couple weeks that I people have been trying to involve me with David related shit or whatever. And I want to go be so defensive. And Zane to me is always just like, you don't have to do that. Like, just let it like chill. Like, who cares?
Because you guys are so
fucking good at just knowing that you're good people, not giving a fuck what people say and not saying anything. It's different. More people know you're good people. Everyone thinks I'm a fucking terrible person. So I'm quick to like want to defend myself. But you guys are really good at it.
No matter what, at the end of the day, even if you go out and say something, half the people are going to miss that you said it anyways. And they're still going to go on about it. And people aren't gonna be happy if you explain it like, to a full extent. Like, people have different opinions. That's fine. Like, think what you want to think. Like, I personally know what happened, my intentions, and if you think that,
like,
fine.
If there's something I did that I do that's really bad, or he does really bad, any of us do something really bad, we have to say something. We have to say, hey, look, we fucked up. We're sorry.
No, but you're so good with the like liars. Yeah. Like when people are just like lying on you guys' name, you don't care to like I love that. I respect that.
That's like different. You guys know.
I think because we're exhausted already. So
you're like fuck it.
Why put more energy?
To me, I think at the end of the day, people show their true colors.
Yeah. Truth always wins. Yeah.
Exactly. And you know, it might take a couple years and then people go back to some shit like, holy shit, I was wrong 3 years ago and I thought Heath or Zane, blah, blah, blah. And it's like...
No, but the light fixture thing is funny because no one ever really knew that. I remember moving into David's and it's funny because he like replaced a lot of shit. So there's just this little tiny boof-ass light fixture above where the pool table was. And I was just reminiscing on that moment. Like at one point,
that was
so
such
bougie.
A fun time for us though, because especially like just watching the vlogs and like being there.
It was fun. It was really fun living there, honestly. We talked about this on your podcast so much, but being neighbors with Zane was the funniest thing ever. Like it was so fun to be neighbors. Like
I just couldn't believe you were right there. It was hard to believe.
It was really strange. It was just like an interesting time period. I thought I was going to buy the house fully and that it would have been like a longer thing, but it just didn't work out. But we had a lot of nights too where we'd be up to like late in my house or like little parties.
Strange because like I'm at David's house, but it's your fucking house.
No, it was so weird. I remember at one point we were making pizza rolls at like 7:30 a.m. and you just looked at me and you're like, it is so fucking weird that you live here. Like, this is fucking weird. And I was like, you're right. Like, I need to go.
And I'm right down the street. this is really bad.
No, what we were saying, I was saying this on their podcast, but the bad thing about being neighbors with Zane is he fully used me as a concierge service for the entire 100%. Time we lived there. I don't even know if you knew this, but every single day Zane would text me like, I need a dentist. He needs a root canal. I need an IV. What else did you ask me for? You asked me for an IV service.
The thing dentist. Is, I know you have these connections. We don't have these connections. It's something weird. Yeah. It's just out of our like.
I think capacity. It's more that like you could have every single house call connection that I have, but you're like a way more functioning human. Like your thought
that's
isn't true, like
that's yeah. what I was trying to explain earlier, where it's like they're so like so normal, and I see you every day, and I'm like.
Like, you're like, oh, my tooth hurts. I'm going to drive to the dentist and fix it. I'm like, oh, my tooth hurts. I'm going to DM every dentist in Los Angeles and find one that's going to come to my house.
Well, that's like, what happened. All of a sudden, he was like, Zane, this really fucking hurts. And it was a Saturday. I was like,
out of nowhere, wait. My tooth just started like,
let me call my concierge.
I've seen a fucking whole ass dentist in her mouth.
Yeah,
in her mouth.
In the house.
In her house. I was like, yo, he has to be available.
Whatever was wrong with your tooth, do you know?
I don't know.
Did you fix it?
It just went away.
Don't.
What do you mean?
No. Heath,
listen to me.
Get it taken care of.
Heath, this happens to me all the time. When you have the pain and then it goes away, it'll go away for months to like 3, 4, 5 months. And you're like, I'm fine. It's going to come back 10 times worse. Today's episode of Canceled is sponsored by Glamnetic. Get rid of the lash glue for good.
Thank goodness.
Brooke would love that. I make her carry my eyelash glue everywhere. She literally is at her wit's end with it. And I...
sticking all over my bag. She leaves the cap off. I can't handle it
anymore. I would love to get rid of lash glue for good. And I love a good magnetic lash. Meet Glamnetic, the world's first 6-magnet lash made for easy application and all-day hold. Glamnetic has sold over 500,000 pairs of lashes in 2020. So I hopped on the train and I'm trying them out myself. If you guys watch my past videos, you know I've tried Glamnetic several times. They actually make the only amazing magnetic lashes. I think it's a hard thing to master. They are the best at it. And with that being said, Glamnetic lashes take under a minute to apply with no toxic glue and no struggle. Up to 60 uses per lash, so they are more eco-friendly and wallet-friendly.
Wait, 60 uses?
Per one lash, because you can like clean them and the glue doesn't like ever like fuck it up.
Wallet-friendly is right.
That's ridiculous. Over 75 styles for your perfect fit, from natural to full glam. Get a different lash for every mood and occasion. You can take their lash quiz or use their lash guide to find the style that suits you best. Glamnetic also has a 100% money back guarantee and 500,000 happy customers. Expedited shipping with free shipping to the US and Canada on orders over $30, and they have vegan and cruelty free options. Find out for yourself why Glamnetic lashes are Instagram's favorite beauty hack. Go to glamnetic.com/Tana. That's glamnetic.com/TANA and enter our promo code Tana for 30% off your entire order. And if you don't believe me, it's Lil Huddy approved. He just did the Glamnetic Connect.
That's
collection.
All that really matters. Lil Huddy.
His Glamnetic nails were crazy and we love them to death. So this code is only available for Canceled listeners. Again, that's glamnetic.com/Tana and enter promo code Tana at checkout for 30% off. I promise you guys, these lashes literally apply themselves. Check out Glamnetic and thank you for sponsoring my podcast. I love you. All right, guys, after a 55-minute pee break and us eating every snack in the kitchen, we are back. We are back. They just introduced me to the idea of breaks, which was crazy.
Which is extremely detrimental to what we have
she's
going
like, what,
here.
What is this? I like it.
No, like I just never do
every
that.
Every 5 seconds, she's like, I'm gonna need a quick break.
But I just realizing you that you can like stop day. And like eat and like pee. Like it's it was fun, just, right? It was amazing.
You get your energy back.
This is my favorite episode so far. I just ate a whole pizza. It was great. Actually, I have to burp. Okay.
Don't you dare.
So when I went on their podcast for the first time, not only did I apparently talk shit about you, which you're so mad about, right? I was fighting.
No, you didn't talk shit. She told lies. She told lies.
Tana lying? Never heard of that.
You guys probably, it went right over their head because she was using
it. It was a fake name.
I had an alias. I was Mindy.
Oh, yeah.
She went on your podcast and she started talking about how I was suing her, which
how'd you guys
no
work
actually
that out?
You know, can I tell you something? Mariah sent me like the sweetest she sent me like a really long
she
message
said, fuck Tana that fucking
no she said and she was it. Like she was like, had we known like it was about you, we would have never spoken about it. And she was so sweet about it that I was like, wow, like that really made me like,
oh, I didn't know she reached out to her. That's nice of her. We all felt like that. We just didn't, you know, we didn't reach out.
Honestly, I
she
was
sent
just,
it on all of our behalf.
No, she did. She's like, all of us feel really bad. You guys are like, oh my god, I have no idea. She
Jesus,
what did I just touch?
Well, there is a very, very questionable white crusty stain behind me. No one's came here yet.
You had somewhere. You were, oh my, ew. Come on. You were going somewhere with that one.
No, I'm, but genuinely, I would love to fuck in the podcast.
Lord have mercy, I'm about to bust.
So, but while I was on your podcast, you guys had me play this game. And it got me in a lot of trouble and nothing ever.
Did it really?
Yeah, definitely.
I thought this was like kind of known that.
But it's not that you got me in trouble. It's like what I wrote got me in trouble. Like it's
and those people
fault.
Came after you?
A couple of them definitely were like, what are you saying?
Who came after you? That means they watched our podcast.
I remember, what did I say about Bella?
Well, you're about to.
She watched ours.
She heard about it. I don't even
know. Nice. We got some big celebs watching our shit.
And then Tyga just made a joke about like you'd be talking about me on podcasts. But like it was like that was the only podcast.
What's up, Tyga?
No, God, I'm good now. Two people I don't need to associate myself with any further. Love you, Tyga, Bella. Well, maybe we'll get there one day.
We are traditional. Look at us.
Mainstream,
baby.
But so basically this game is where
she wants to get back on
the host. Yeah, I got to get the fuck away from those topics. The host gives the player, the contestants, a list of people. So you guys gave me like every person I've ever dated, of course, which is about as big as the Vlog Squad numerically. So I gave you a list of Vlog Squad members. And then you, as the guest, you write a secret about each one of them on a list of cards. And then it is our job to put the secret to the person.
And honestly, some of these are pretty controversial and I don't think it's out yet.
No.
So we
but the trick is... You can put them wherever you want, and we can only tell you how many you got right.
That's fucked up because on my episode, you were like, that one's Noah for sure. Okay.
Nobody, it still wasn't confirmed on that episode who.
Okay, so there's no like telltale, like this is right, this is
but
right.
But it's your guys' job to really sell it because just like how Heath and I sold it.
I feel very
show.
Convinced that we can do a really good job with this.
And, and we'll tell you how many you got right, won't say which ones, and you don't get to move them around until you get them all right.
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful.
And then maybe next time when we do a return episode, maybe we can go through some of them.
So the people on this list are as follows: David Dobrik, Jason Nash, Susie Antonian. Susie,
yes,
did I
ma'am.
Say it right? Jonah, Susie's brother, Todd Smith, Matt King, Natalina Noel, Karina Kopp, Stassi Baby, Miss Anastasia Karinakalu.
Love of my life.
Yeah, I want to ask you more about Stassi after this. I might get into it. And Miss Mariah Amato. We tried to throw in some random ones, but we have some main Vlog Squad members. And Zane and Heath just spent 55 minutes.
No.
Right.
We didn't want to be lazy with
you.
I do appreciate.
We could have half-assed it.
Yeah.
Giving us the best.
Some people may be upset with some of these, but hey, we're on canceled podcast with Tana.
Thank God.
I
thought I was going to get no juice today. So knowing I'm getting at least some makes me so happy. Should I read these secrets one by one and then we begin placing them?
Sure. Yeah. And you guys like talk about it just like we did. It was
you can read it, set it down where you think it is, and then move it around. But you get one shot at being like final answer.
Okay.
For the
yeah. I've gotten one sneak peek on the first one, I already am like really like I'm torn up, so I'm worried about what these are gonna be like.
Okay, so the first secret is had sex on Todd's bedroom floor.
See, that's tricky because is it with Todd or no?
Right, because then Natalie and Karina could be two of the, but I also feel like they just wouldn't write that for them.
Yeah, like, I agree. I feel like we should almost eliminate them for that reason. I almost feel like it should be somebody who like
just to give you like a hint, we weren't lazy with these.
That's gorgeous. I don't know if that's a hint, but stay
maybe
orange.
We return to that one.
Got a breast reduction. That's fucked up.
No. Wait. I think I know. I'm a genius.
But then it's also like, what if it's like a trick thing for like Jonah or something?
No,
someone,
that's what
like.
That's what I truly think.
It's so fun hearing them try to figure it out. I bet she's especially just being as much fun with ours, yeah.
Has very smelly feet. This could just be
that's
me.
That's Tana.
Has very smelly feet. Ooh, whoever that is, I resonate. My feet be. Had a whole party to celebrate their LASIK surgery.
Stassi. We can already put that one. Baby, I'm a genius.
Stassi, I know for a fact. I was supposed to go to that. Thank God we got one.
I'm a Stassi stan.
Stingy as fuck.
I'm like...
Stingy as fuck is funny. I almost feel like that'd be really funny for David. I almost kind of feel like that's David. But I don't
feel like I feel like he's the least... stingy person.
never read a book. I just keep putting one on my book. Has never read a book. That's so fucking funny just in general.
Had concerning. Sex with the doll. I'm going to go with Jason on that one.
I immediately thought Jason, too, had sex with a doll. Or,
I mean, I guess I
can
could
I
say
ask context?
Jonah?
Like a blow-up doll?
No.
Like a, just a doll?
Yeah, like a sex doll.
Oh, yeah, like a, okay.
A sex doll.
Oh, but like the expensive ones?
That gives me Jason or Jonah vibes.
But that's just fucked up. Like, you're automatically calling them under-fucked.
Oh, someone said has a secret girlfriend. We know Matt's girlfriend. She's not that secret, is she?
Look how fucking scandalous we're being right now.
Thank God. I really thought you guys were going to give me fucking nothing. Has a secret girlfriend.
Well, we can eliminate a lot of people. Like,
this
I mean,
is, and this is the last podcast we should be doing this
I
shit.
I know, right?
Well, thank
this
fucking
is the one
God.
It's going to get seen on.
I know.
Thank God, guys. Go on your other podcast and talk about your fucking coffee.
We can eliminate, like, it's not Todd, not Mariah, not Stassi, not
Corinna.
Hooked
up with a famous DJ. We know Corinna has done on. A lot, but what if they're also throwing it off? Like, what if, like, one of these motherfuckers, like, butt fuck Dylan Francis and we don't know?
Okay. I feel like we could bet money on that one being Corinna.
Got a stylist just to go to the movie theater, in parentheses.
That's got to be Corinna, right? Like, that has to
no,
be Corinna.
No, I think this is Natalie because she's been on her stylish shit
I know,
lately.
But I... Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I stand Natalie after her whole Sports Illustrated situation.
Oh my gosh, she's my queen. Okay. Not Sports Illustrated.
Wait, I'm stuck on this has a secret girlfriend thing.
Right, okay, so... God, if it's David, I'm fucking heartbroken. Oh my God, I am. That is fucked up. I don't. Oh my God.
I'm trying to read body language now. I'm like, what are they doing?
Oh, it's all right.
So it is, David.
Oh my.
I'm not saying anything.
We're not giving any hints for this.
Never read a book. I want to know because Todd wrote a book. So you know he's an actor.
That doesn't.
What, but does that really mean
right,
anything?
They don't. That doesn't always mean they coincide.
Wait, I almost feel like the reaction made me think you should put that with Todd.
Has very smelly feet.
We're not giving you anything. I just okay, want who to be very
no, what I
that.
Need to know is what anybody could possibly write about sweet angel Mariah.
Oh, I forgot that Mariah's even on this. Okay, wait.
So it has to be like one of the ones that are like really not that bad.
Mariah obviously read a book.
She reads. I could tell.
Corinna, but the DJ one is making me think.
I feel like Corinna's smart, actually.
Right.
You're a bully.
Had sex on Todd's bedroom floor.
I feel like what we said earlier was true. I don't
you
think
have to
they
speak
would have
into the mic, Tana.
I don't think that they would have put that if it were anybody who like we know has had sex with Todd. I think it was somebody besides Todd.
I agree. Who got a breast reduction?
I'm gonna go with one of the boys. My money's on Jonah.
But didn't Susie at one point have big boobs?
That could actually
Susie
that's a good
still
one.
Have big boobs.
You, she can't, still you have, can't ask us.
She could still have big boobs, just not like enormous.
Hey, let her.
Let's
like,
go with Susie.
Pretend
let's go
that
with
she
Susie.
Can ask us, you know?
I'm going to bet Susie on breast reduction. Let's put that there.
I don't know, though.
We can always move them around later.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can
all
set
on
them
the,
wherever you want.
Yeah, Tanner, once it's all on the board, okay, I feel like it'll be easier to move them around.
I hooked up with a famous DJ. Here's the thing.
Just put it
even
under Corinna,
if it is not Corinna, she did do that, and that's public knowledge. So if somehow... that's still incorrect. Wouldn't I still get a correct point?
Yeah, maybe we should tell her about this one, right?
Ooh, but then that means it's not Corinna by what he just said. Ooh!
She's a cheater. She's a cheater. It's not Corinna. So what? Could it be a female DJ?
That one wasn't really fair, yeah.
Okay, explain this one ever so slightly.
No, that's it. That's all you got.
What if it's a female DJ? Or
who's in a secret relationship?
I'm going to go... Honestly,
Todd's not. Natalie's not. Jason's in a secret relationship, right?
He is kind of. She's yeah.
Jason,
I don't know.
Cheaters. Oh, you fucking manipulative bitch.
Matt, I feel like people know about Patricia, right? Do they?
People can have more than one girlfriend.
Oh. You guys are all.
But I genuinely believe David's stingy as fuck, even if that's not the like his fact. I borderline would put it there. I like want.
He bought a $10 million house.
I know, but I feel like you're just trying to make.
I would put. I would put like be quick with it and then look at the board again.
Yeah. I think wholeheartedly they would never write that about David.
Wow.
Okay. We're being
okay. Breast
we're being
reduction.
True on this, you know. What I mean,
see we want
to
Jonah
be. Breast reduction is Susie or Jonah. That has to be.
Wait, we're just shitting on their whole family. No, I don't mean it like that. Oh my God. Look at my makeup. It's sticking. To
what do you mean?
So gross.
I want
a
breast reduction.
Oh God.
From going on my board.
Oh.
Maybe Susie. I'm trying to think about her tits, but
oh, wait. Corinna, stingy as fuck. Remember the whole $53 for...
Yes. Okay. Whose feet would smell? I do think Natalie got a stylist to go to the movie theater.
I don't think Mariah's feet smell, but I almost feel like that was like a cop out. That's how we get out of saying anything like actually like incriminating about her.
Okay.
Right?
Hooked up with a famous DJ. So
that's tricky because but I feel like it could be a female DJ, like maybe Todd. Mm-hmm. I would say Todd.
No, but there's not. Like, think about what they think, like, famous is. There's only a few female DJs. I don't think they would say that. I don't know. And no one.
Okay, well, then we have to change an answer because it was Stassi or Corinna, babe.
Well, Stassi's is correct. And Corinna.
No, Stassi's is right. That's locked in, baby.
Who would have sex with a doll? I almost feel
Jason.
Like. But who would have sex on Todd's floor?
Todd? We didn't even think about that.
I mean, Todd has had sex on Todd's floor.
But like, then, I don't feel like they would think that far.
It's not Todd.
Okay.
It's not Mariah. I don't think it's David.
Does David read? Has he never read a book?
David's read, right?
I don't know.
This is tricky, but I feel like we're doing a really bad job. I think maybe we put Secret Girlfriend for Matt.
I think it's Jason.
I think it's Jason, too.
Put it on Jason.
I feel like Matt's girlfriend's not a secret.
Put it there, and you can always move stuff around, like, if you, like, get to the end of it.
Had sex with a sex doll. I could see Jonah doing that. I don't think Matt would actually execute that.
Has a secret girlfriend. I almost think we should move over to David.
Stop trying to break my heart.
I just don't think Tana wants to accept it.
No, dead ass. Like, I'd rather get one wrong than put that fucking sticky.
I'd rather throw this board out the window.
No, it's literally insane. Never read a book.
I could see Todd. Honestly, I could see Todd.
And it's funny because he wrote a book, so we're just going to do it. Had sex with a sex doll. I almost think Jonah.
I mean, it has to be Jonah or Jason, so honestly, maybe just put it there.
Oh my God, imagine it's David. Plot twist. Suddenly I'm a sex doll.
Very
smelly feet.
I don't know.
Who had sex on Todd's bedroom floor? You would never say that about David, though. Even if David literally ran a train on someone, like, you would not, I don't think you guys would admit it.
No, they wouldn't. It wouldn't be
We're
David.
We're on the canceled podcast with Tana.
Ooh. But Todd's bathroom floor, that has to make sense. Like, who was, why couldn't they go to their own room?
David would fuck in the Tesla over the bathroom floor. Like, I just still don't think he would. I don't know.
Oh, did it say bedroom or bathroom?
Bedroom.
Oh, bedroom floor. So he definitely, they didn't have a room to go back to. So that eliminates some people. Right?
Well, we're left with Mariah, Matt, and David.
Well, Mariah, what's the word?
I feel like they said David has very smelly feet. Because it's still nice enough to where their checks will keep getting paid, but it's like,
oh,
funny.
That's jail. Just kidding. She doesn't mean that at all.
No, it's just funny where, it's funny what people think.
I know.
But oh Matt God, would never hook up with a famous DJ. And I know they would never write that for Mariah. Had sex on Todd's bedroom floor.
I could see that happening, actually, because didn't they live together for a while in your house?
Did Matt and Todd live together?
We did live together.
But then it's like, why wouldn't you go back to your own room?
People can be
and
crazy.
And the plot thinking. Thickens.
I could
see. No, because that. They're not going to ever tell us what we were
but
right
Mariah
about.
Mariah would never hook up with a famous DJ, so we're completely.
You're right. We've made.
Because he's not a DJ.
There has been a problem. To be honest.
What's the most Mariah one?
Well, the only thing that I can consider, like, Mariah-able is like smelly feet or like something that's like really not incriminating at all.
She's definitely read a book. She's never.
She reads for sure.
She definitely. Oh, what if Mariah had really big boobs and got a breast reduction?
She literally weighs 98 pounds.
Yeah, you're right. Mariah doesn't have a secret girlfriend. Smelly feet has to be Mariah because it's
stingy. That's what I'm saying. Or stingy could be Mariah, but I just don't see it from her.
I know she's so like giving. Like I could just
But Corinna is Nimran.
Got a stylist. I still think it's Natalie.
I think
that we have to put smelly feet with Mariah because
I think so too. But then it's like David didn't have sex with a famous DJ.
I'm just imagining Dylan Francis like topping David.
Come on. Oh my God.
Okay, so but Matt would never have.
We've made a terrible mistake somewhere along the line, and I don't even know how to fix this.
So do we put secret girlfriend on Matt? Like, check this one out. And then sex on Todd's bedroom floor onto Jason.
I don't think Jason could do that.
Oh, no. But who hooked up with the fucking DJ? That's so Corinna.
But they wouldn't, wouldn't write that for Corinna because that's like saying, oh, like, Corinna showed her tits online.
I agree.
It's like, whoa, crazy.
I lost my puff. I'm hot.
No, you guys, come on, give us something.
I'm so proud of us. Helping. I'm so proud of us.
Have we done a really, can you give us a hint? Like, have we done a really bad job?
Nothing yet. No, we can't tell you yet.
Oh, that's so hurtful.
That's fine.
Because we don't want you to like move ones that are like, you know, we don't want to completely fuck you.
Then maybe we put never read a book on David because I could see him never reading a book.
Honest to God, the only thing that I feel confident about is Stassi.
Couldn't agree more. I all of them.
You guys did do an amazing job. That's why it took you literally 3 hours to do it.
I hooked up with a famous DJ. Todd.
It could be Todd. What if it's like Celeste Bright?
And then Jason.
Oh, wait, she's not a DJ.
And then Jason had Celeste. Sex. Who the fuck is that? And then Jason had sex on Todd's bedroom floor?
No.
But you made a good point. Like, it's why would it be someone who lives there? But then when we said it was Matt, they looked at me with like a look. Like, I felt like.
No, Matt and them, they lived together at the time.
I know, but like. So
I would almost think that it would be somebody who like, who didn't live with them.
Take the reins.
Maybe Jonah had sex on Todd's bedroom floor.
I don't think Jonah's had sex ever.
Well, if we moved had sex with the sex doll to Jason, then we could put had sex on Todd's bedroom floor to Jonah.
But I don't think Jonah has had sex on Todd's bedroom floor.
Why not? They don't live together, so that would make sense. Why would anybody who lived in a certain house?
I feel
like
Jonah's a virgin.
He's not.
Because she's had sex with him before.
I'm not saying
anything about him. Even just his persona, like, I just feel like he's not like out here.
I think wholeheartedly that Jonah is the one who had sex on Todd's bedroom floor, and I think that Jason had sex with the sex doll.
I see it the other way. Like, I fully
okay,
feel
well,
like
this is
Jason,
your podcast. Fuck.
No, shut up. No, just go. Oh,
the animosity thing.
Just go.
No, it's too late. Sorry.
No, I told you what I thought.
Put it where you truly.
No, I'm doing
feel.
It Brooke's way because otherwise I'm going to get
Jesus,
canceled in the comments.
Take the
So, wait, who hooked up with the DJ?
We didn't even talk about that yet. Jonah had sex on Todd's bedroom floor, Jason had sex with the doll.
They're like,
the
you
last
got
one.
And that's not like so unbelievable.
I know. Okay.
I'm like, Todd loves marshmallow.
Okay. All right, you ready? Okay, don't say anything yet. Just look at.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I want to know.
This is my favorite thing we've ever done.
That was hard.
Yeah. And honestly, should we guess how many we got right?
One.
I think four.
Well, let me look through again.
Oh, I do think Natalie's right, and
I don't think Natalie's is right. I never thought it was.
I think Natalie's is completely right. I think that Corinna, she's been known for being stingy, but what if that was just too easy?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah, three.
You got three right.
That's it.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's fucking it.
And you won't tell us which ones.
You can tell us which three are right. That's fair. Tell us which three are right.
I think you got to guess which ones are right.
We know Stassi's right.
Yeah.
Corinna, Stassi, Natalie.
No, I think. Wait, is that right?
Yeah.
That was it.
The
three. Every other fucking one is wrong.
Yeah, completely wrong.
Okay, wait. Let me.
There is no round two.
No. You know what we
and
could
that's
do.
That's it for the game.
I want to see where they put it, but we won't say if it's right or. That's not fun then.
But afterwards,
I have to know. Oh my God, we got so many wrong.
So yeah, so the three of those, Stas definitely had a whole ass party for her LASIK surgery, which is hilarious. Corinna is exactly what you said. We all did hibachi one night, and Corinna tried to take literally like $10 off because she didn't have any.
Yeah, she was like, I didn't have any meat. I only had rice, and she made like $4 million.
It was a full hibachi dinner, and she was like, "Can I get some money?"
I have to give it to her though. Like in 20 years, Corinna's gonna have far more money.
She's exactly like that. She's a multimillionaire, and she'd be like, "Hey, can you split the Uber?" I'm like, "Fuck."
But the thing is, it happened. Like we've seen it happen a lot before. Like, people are just like they're always like very frugal.
And Natalie,
she says
that's
how you stay rich.
Natalie, one night she was like. Hey Reggie, I need clothes for tonight. Can you get me something? But we were just watching a movie at a movie theater.
Oh my God.
It was just normal night. It wasn't a red carpet event. It wasn't a premiere. It wasn't even a screening. Yeah. It was just a regular
casual movie night.
Jason's the secret girlfriend.
And she got a whole like
outfit. Is it
outfit.
Secret though?
It was really fun.
Yeah, Jason's the secret girlfriend. We fucked
I don't know.
It
must be on Vlog Squad TikTok. I feel like I have all the deets.
Out of all the wrong ones, there's one that has been talked about before. The rest are a secret.
Which?
Actually, two that have been talked about, and the rest are a secret.
What are the two that have been talked about then?
Yeah, absolutely not.
They've been talked about. You can tell me.
What I'm really lost
give
on
the
is hooked up with
or something. Tell me.
I'm lost on hooked up with a famous DJ because that means it has to be a guy. Because the only girls we've already like
or no
girls,
Susie. Susie hooked up with a famous DJ.
That's true.
Yeah, no shit. We've all talked about it already.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Oh my god, I'm an idiot.
And then the other one was,
the sex doll.
No,
that didn't come out.
So it's David.
No, wait.
No, I still think it was Jason. I'm not convinced.
The way I'm jealous
right.
over a doll. If it were David, I need to stop. What's the other one?
Are you okay?
No.
What's with you and David?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. No, that's it.
Oh, pretty my God. I can't won. Wait to know after. Well, guys, that was an amazing round yeah. of that game. So in our break.
There was a couple where I was like, I really hope they don't get this one right.
I know.
I'm so excited to know and in the future discuss. But yeah. It's okay. That I mean, an amazing. You guys played a well game. Because I gave very
you guys did
ones.
Good. You guys did good.
Fuck you.
Apparently not. What is it? 1, 2,
but I'm not going to lie. Yours was much more fun.
Well, you had juicy shit. But I respect y'all for like actually playing the game and being yeah. really secretive. You know that one of the biggest questions I kept getting asked is if you guys have ever done psychedelics or Molly or if you have any stories. Have you never done psychedelics?
I've definitely done it. Mm-hmm. I just don't have any crazy stories.
You've never taken a psychedelic though?
I've never done like the fun drugs.
That's
good for you.
That's wild. I would love to see.
I'm scared of my own mind, so I
You'd
don't.
Be
That's
awesome.
My. As soon as I tried Molly. Well, I technically twice, but it was an accident the second time. After that, I will never ever try like a hard drug. I don't think ever again because it's so traumatizing.
That one's something you just. I feel like you do it like once in a blue moon, like once a year or once every 2 years. It really makes you look at look at everything in a positive way.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the downfall is like the come down. It's not like we're like condoning it. I mean, I literally did Molly every day for 2 years yeah. when I was 15 to
that's
17. Maybe
crazy.
That's
crazy.
Maybe that's why I have like Swiss cheese brain now. Like, you know yeah. what I mean? Like, I don't recommend it at all. Like, there's a lot of like negative effects of that for sure.
And you're
for
probably sure. doing a lot of ecstasy, like, because the ecstasy pills are like very dangerous because
yeah. it's a Mitsubishi.
That's why I liked like, Molly though. But in was, Vegas, like, it was like up. There's pink Molly, there's yellow Molly. There was like a whole, like, it was very strange.
Wasn't there like a
brown too?
I remember like in high school, people were doing like they were like different color like ecstasy pills.
Yeah, it's like it was like yeah. a different shape.
It was
one,
like a
yeah.
red transformer.
Yeah,
something.
Orange.
Yeah,
Tesla.
And there's like Tesla.
There were Twitter ones at one point.
Remember
the yellow Snapchats.
The what's the Yabba Dabba? No. Yabba Dabba Doo. What's that cartoon?
Flintstones.
The Flintstones, like vitamin pills.
Oh,
they made them like
kind of look like that. Yeah, all
I'm just
weird.
I'm just so surprised Heath has not. You'd be fun on mushrooms. I like almost want to push you to do it. Like
no.
I think it'd be awesome.
See, she's
I'm
a pusher.
Curious. Like I'm like
well,
curious
no mushrooms. Mushrooms are like weird because it's. Like I've heard that if you don't like weed, you shouldn't do mushrooms. That's what I've been told.
See, I don't smoke weed. I can't because I get super paranoid. But I will do mushrooms or like I'll take them like if I'm like in like Ojai. Yeah. Like I was just in Ojai and it's so nice. Like stars.
I've heard like microdosing is a thing too. People
yeah,
like microdose.
I did that. I did that in Utah. That was like my like everyone was like telling me about it, and I was literally like I was taking like little pieces at a time until eventually it was like no longer microdosing at all. But yeah,
I did that on mushrooms once. I have
I'm like,
one.
Yeah,
I have
took
to have
16.
Like 50.
Yeah.
Like once I'm on one mushroom, I'm like, this is great. I need a second. Then I'm on two. I need like 50. Like
that's how an addiction starts.
Probably, honestly, I had the worst mushroom trip too, and then I didn't do them for like a year. But now I'm back, baby. Give
that,
me a mushroom.
What scared me was that movie Shroom. Have you seen that movie Shroom?
No.
It's like a horror movie. It's like these guys do mushrooms at a forest.
That's some of like a bad trip. Like
yeah,
I've never like tripped. Like I've never taken enough to like really like feel it. Yeah. I just always take like a little at a time.
Love a good mushroom. But moving back to what we were talking about 4 minutes ago, you thought I was asking if you guys ever hooked up.
Oh, dick pills.
Dick pills, yes. But it reminded me that I saw a clip on TikTok, speaking of being on Vlog Squad TikTok. I think you were on Remy and Alicia's podcast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You guys had a threesome with a porn star.
Oh, here we go.
Oh my God.
First of all, have you ever hooked up outside of that?
What do you mean?
Have you two ever hooked up?
No. Have I hooked up with Zane? No.
No.
What kind of question?
I fuck
is that?
All my friends. Who knows? You know,
she does. We haven't.
Which other of your friends have you
all
hooked
of them?
Up with?
Every single one. Name one. Them.
I can count. Like all your girlfriends and all your guy friends, you just hug.
Not all of them, but I mean, like, I have a weird complex too, because I like things that are wrong.
She doesn't so like it's differentiate like between me, like, loving someone. Like, she's very like, inappropriate. Oh my God, I love them.
Imagine it's like a workplace and the boss is hugging.
Yeah, right.
I used to do that when I worked retail. I would fuck my bosses always. Like, I love if it is wrong. Like, I like get off to that. Like, even with Chris, my current boyfriend. Like, when we first started hooking up, we knew it'd make like 8 people mad, and I was like, that's so hot. Like,
I'm just so love funny. That. Refer back to the Mindy story time. I'm just talking. I'm sorry.
I love wrong shit. But you guys have never hooked up. Congratulations to you to make it this hard. Us too.
If I was the fucking dude, it'd be you.
Yeah. But you have a threesome.
Protection always.
You guys don't trust each other. You think you have fucking AIDS. No, but you fucked a porn star, the two of you together.
Yeah.
Simultaneously.
So I want to hear about this.
Okay.
Female porn star, yes?
Yeah.
It wasn't,
the thing is that the story, like, there's not much to it. It was just a very, like,
she wanted to fuck you both, and then you guys heard about it. This was a long time ago, I'm assuming, obviously.
Yeah.
What was the vibe? Like, Eiffel Tower or, like, turn-taking?
What does that even mean?
I feel like we're on the Call Her Daddy podcast.
Yeah. Sorry, that's not usually our usually we talk like
Eiffel Tower would be like them two touching hands and the girls in the middle ones.
To me, that you know, the Eiffel Tower is like, like, I feel like that's a little funky. No, we didn't do that.
So you took turns. Did both
take,
you,
that sounds awful, taking turns.
What? It's a thing.
That sounds awful.
No,
you don't. I'm trying to tread lightly here.
I'm picturing Mariah's mom watching this podcast. Oh, Heath's on a podcast.
I'm having a hard time.
Wait, no, that's what I was thinking too.
I'd be talking about everything right now if it wasn't for
See,
the
I have no family. I don't ever have
I know, but
thoughts,
I feel
weird talking about it.
Okay, last question. Do you both nut?
Do we nut?
Did you?
Yes,
we question.
Both nated.
Okay, yes.
Lord have mercy, I'm about to love.
I can't, I actually cannot even imagine this. Would I know the porn star?
No.
That's literally fucking insane. I cannot. Now you guys are so
hard. I said no, so.
No, you like, probably never heard of her.
No, he's like, lying.
We've never like mentioned who it was, right?
No.
No, we still have
and
to,
we won't.
We won't, yeah.
Oh my God. I want to know about so many other like vlog squad threesomes and shit. Like, I bet there's
are
a
there
lot.
A lot of vlog squad threesomes? No,
there's not like, no, outside but, of like this one, I don't think. I'm sure Todd and Scott have
who's
had
your
their
dream? Okay,
moments.
Okay, this is my question for you. Who's your dream vlog squad threesome?
Oh, I thought you were just going to say threesome in general.
Oh, but that's kind of like, you can't say it really because.
No, what do you mean? Jeff and David. No questions. Okay. Jeff's just so hot. One time Jeff called me beautiful over text and I still jack off to the thought of it. David would just have a gun to his head. So I mean, like, who knows, you know? Yeah. There was a while that Todd was like hot, but like now I look at Todd as such a family man. Like he just like became
he's gotten much more mature.
Yeah.
He got, but it was like insane. Like Todd was like the slutty one and now he's like, he's going to marry Natalie Myers.
I miss that Todd though. I miss that Todd.
Do you?
He's too mature now. Yeah,
I know. And wholesome too. It's like he wants to hike. He wants to read poetry. Like
he wants to drink the night before and wake up still hungover and go hike and go work out and actually make it.
But I think now I give Natalie full credit for that at the same time, because it's like now I don't, I think if he wasn't in love, like he would still be like that, you know?
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. I don't even know.
I don't know. The true test, if they do end the relationship, I'm not saying they will, but like if they do, it'll be a true test to see, hey,
yeah,
does Todd.
What happens?
I want to know what that would be like, because in a friend group, like I feel like you can't really date, like you're not supposed to anyway, date in a friend
group.
That's
why I love them too, because I love wrong shit. Like,
You are bad.
It's so, like, I was everything to me.
That relationship confused us for a while.
We were very shocked.
Not know if it was real or if it was like something that they were just doing just in the meantime, just to.
Who knew first?
I'm like, Hunter? Hello?
Who knew first?
Like, we didn't who know. Knew I, that I,
Todd I, and they hid it from everybody for a while.
Yeah. For months. Like,
yeah.
No.
I feel like David probably knew first.
David probably knew. He probably was like, Natalie, you need to tell me right now, because
do you think there was ever a point where that made David jealous?
No, honestly.
No.
I hate that. There's always like something about me that wants the truth.
I think maybe weird, because like imagine a friend from mine from back home is working for me and one of my friends started relationship with her, I'd probably feel a little like weird about it, but I wouldn't. I get
being like protective a little bit because it's
But I just like, obviously there was that time where everyone shipped Natalie with David, and I was definitely a part of that. I was like, if I'm gonna let David go,
I was like, no, Tana and David, Tana and David all the way.
She's like, I heard David loves Tana.
Yeah, no, literally the only comment ever of that, it's automatically in like a comment filter that would never happen.
I feel like his biggest concern was like, what it like mess up anything with work.
That's the problem. Yeah. You almost like it, not that you like are looking toward the end, but it's like you worry about how it's going to end and how it's going to affect everybody, because it's like that upsets me for the entire natural balance of your group. I always like,
The thing is like Todd and Corinna are like good now, so I feel like in our head was like, oh, if Natalie and Todd ended,
yeah, we didn't think it was going to last in the beginning, and then
I could never. I'm so emotional, I'd be like, I have to leave this group entirely.
Oh, yeah, no, that's mature of Corinna, because I would probably freak out. Like, which is, but obviously she just didn't
depends
give a fuck.
Too on
her. Yeah, I think, I feel like it was, I always saw the relationship as like a show. It was almost like for entertainment. Yeah. It was fun. It was fun for all of us to like see that. Yeah. But like,
it was a nice little drama.
They were a good
couple
though. They look good together.
One night, Natalie and I went out and we got so fucked up, and she ended up coming back to my house. She actually slept in my bed and I kicked Chris out, and it was just me and her in my bed, and Chris was like literally on the floor or something. Mm. But I remember I spent hours going, like, are you going to marry Todd? Like, what? Like, is this really real? And it was after that conversation that I was like, damn, like they might get married. Yeah. Like it's
so cool.
It's interesting. It's crazy.
Lots of vlog squad weddings in the future.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite vlog bit that you ever did? That you've ever done with David or with you guys? Is there one that sticks out to you?
The one recreating Bad Baby.
Where really? We
got to, oh, yeah. That was fun.
Like where you smashed the TV and
shit? Yeah, we were like wrestling. It was so fun.
That's so wild.
It's just being able to be a character.
That was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wasn't that in like the OG apartment?
Yeah. My all-time favorite one we ever did together was at that party where we were on each other's shoulders and we fell into the table.
Oh, and the table
snapped in half.
It was almost like planned. It was almost like someone went there with a screwdriver and was like, this is gonna fall perfectly to what Heath and I are gonna do right now.
I'm sure you're talking about. I'll have to look it up. I'll
show you after.
I mean,
I'm a super fan.
It was this girl's party and like,
you know what we're talking about?
Of course.
Her shit was just being like, we were just destroying, like not purposely, but like we were just fucking up shit accidentally.
But wasn't she like so excited that you guys were there?
Yeah. She was just like, you guys are like, she didn't care because she saw everything was happening, but like it was really funny. That was also
it's funny because I would assume you'd say like the rich bits, like the foam in the backyard or the pranks or anything.
No,
like
you know what? We never really like
got
excited about the science experiments or anything like that.
Really?
It was just like, I like to see a good like.
Those are more scary than anything because you don't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So you're sitting there like shaking the whole time like, you know something's about to explode. You don't know if it's going to be toxic or if it's going to like get on you. So you're just like, okay, here we go. I am not qualified to do this.
Because
but
David
let's see.
Always kept like those, like the, like obviously what like the like what it's gonna, sorry.
What it's gonna do.
What it's gonna do. He keeps that from us, but like
so
I'm
we
always,
don't
like,
know the like what our reaction is. Like
yeah. But like I want to see those explosions so I can come up with funny stuff to do with the explosion. So if I know it's not this big crazy thing, it's only in this area. I can
formulate like what you're gonna do.
David, pro tip: tell your explosive.
Yeah, I've told David this multiple times. Though. There's times where I'm just like, just show it to me. Trust me, it'll be better for everybody if we just know what this explosion is. He's like, no, I want to keep it a secret.
But I think that before we say anything else terrible, we should end this podcast. But you guys are my favorite people and my favorite guests. I enjoyed this so much. That was
amazing.
Thank
you.
Thanks for having
us. Honestly, I thought this was gonna go a lot worse.
I know.
Heath and I were on our way here. We're like, bro, what is gonna happen on this?
I know.
Well, I had a whole list of things that I would ask you if I could, but I know I can't. Shoddy in this episode wouldn't come out. So, but I think for what I was given to work with,
let's see how this episode goes in like the comments and everything, and then maybe next time we can amp it up a little.
Yeah, we push it a little further, like see exactly how far we can take it.
Push the envelope.
Thank you guys so much for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
And I love you guys. Get your Kremota coffee. Fucking drink a happy hour. I don't even know what they're doing anymore. I just like throw your money at them. I don't even know. Thank you guys for coming.
Bye guys.
Bye guys.
Fandom Mojo is canceled.
ADWE Talent Production.